It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to be talking about the freedom of expression in music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place? But before we get into the topic, we want to cover the show, as we always do, right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to express ourselves collectively as a community. We ask that every ear and every mind that is tuned in and locked and loaded to our program will use this program respectively to promote their music and get it out to the public. We ask you this in Jesus' name, as we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, tonight we're talking about freedom of expression in music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place? In today's state of music, we use our freedom of expression in more than one way when we're listening to music or when music is being created. As artists, from the artist's perspective, we are using music to communicate to a listener's base. Once the listeners receive the message, they often also express themselves in a different way in a public domain, such as dancing is a figure of expression. But when we're doing it, should we protect the ears and the eyes of the innocents? That's the question in place tonight, and tonight I'd like to get from you guys your thoughts. Those who are listening in by computer, please feel free to come and join us at 213-559-2995. We're looking for your voice of expression to be voiced right here on the show tonight. So definitely call in if you're listening in. 213-559-2995. Press the number one. That'll allow us to acknowledge that you would like to and get involved in tonight's topic. Area code 954304. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hi, my name is Ariel, and I'm calling from South Florida. And my opinion is, you know, I feel like the law of commandments in the Bible applies to all. So, you know, when an artist is rapping or singing or whatever they're doing, I feel like their lyrics should be pleasing to the ears of God, who is the listener. So that is my opinion. I feel like, you know, everybody is allowed to express themselves. I mean, that's the art of music. But the thing about it is you want to make sure you have all types of listeners. You know, you want to make sure you include all types of listeners. So it would be very intelligent to use no cursing and keep the words pure.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ariel. Appreciate your opinion. Let's go to my boy Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you this evening, all of you people? You pathetic.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you, young lady? Yes, Poetic.
Hi.
Talk to me. Yeah, Poetic,
here,
did you drop
right
off the board?
No, I did not. I'm here. I just wanted to get your opinion of freedom of expression in music.
Well,
should a moral code of ethic be in place? What's your thought?
Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. There was a crack of lightning outside right as you called my name. It startled me, put me in a position I couldn't even think for a second. So, okay. No, you know what? I'm going to say this. You know, you and I talked about it. You know, anyone can use explicit language at any time. You know, but then, well, I hate to put it like this, but the moral code within family units, you know, has changed, because some of the words that we think that are wrong for young people to hear, they're hearing them in their household, okay? And Poetic, you know that I can curse like a sailor. I've heard you curse like a sailor. And, you know, it's not something that pleases us. It's not something that a message gets across. It's a situation where, you know, it's a judgment call. You know, it's like, do you keep your house clean or do you keep your house dirty? You know, how is it that you want your house to be kept? You know, can you expect a uniformity and how would one put that? Character, and you're using profanity, and you know you're laying your guns on the table, you know, and your friends that come over, they put their guns on the table. I mean, you know, it's how you run your house, your temple, you know, and in a moral code, you know, I believe in, you know, children, the innocence of a child. Try to sustain that as long as you can. You know, I know a lot of people tell their children at a young age there's no Santa Claus, but there is a Santa Claus. It's your mom and dad, you know? You know, and sometimes to take the twinkle out of a child's eye and hit them with reality of the ugly, of the rude, of the crude, of the harshness of the world. They always used to talk about a twinkle in their eye, you know, and you know, I believe in that. I believe that there should be some innocence left for each one of us in our soul, you know, that makes us that fragile child that is being kept away from the harsh realities and the crudeness of the world, you know. And so, a code should be enforced. You know, you can't run butt naked down the street. I challenged you with that Poetic today. I said, take your clothes off and run down the center line in the street and see how far you get. And how far did you get?
Man, I didn't even take off my clothes.
So, see what I'm saying?
That's to tell you how far I'm going to get.
See what I'm saying? The moral code says, hey, guess what? That wouldn't be appropriate for the people in the neighborhood or people in cars, you know, and definitely there would be a moral code that would be your downfall, because somebody going to call the police, and there is a law that says you cannot do that, you know. So why aren't they being enforced in the music industry when we start talking about the lyrics? Why is, you know, they used to try to say they were going to rate the song. But I don't see that either. You know, I've looked at a lot of internet radio stations. You can't tell what type of music they're going to play until you start listening to the song, you know. And then you find out, oh, wow, my daughter's in two rooms away, and does she really need to hear this propaganda that's going on that's sexually explicit? Or it's just how the young people call it ratchet, you know. That do I want her to watch the videos of where they're twerking and what have you, and then practice it? I don't want to see my daughter doing that twerk. I don't need to see that. You know, I still want to keep my innocence. You know, and so hey, when we start talking about this, if you bring it into your house and you keep your house that way, how can you expect anything other than that? And is it a point that in America that people are keeping their houses like this, that this is what goes on within there? You know, I think John Lowe made the statement very well. He said, take the lyrics and sit your daughter down and do the lyrics of your song to your daughter. And, you know, I think that is where you start to come in with, okay, are these really something that it takes away the innocence and brings about the curiosity of negative actions and character? You know, when you start to really, really get into it, I really think that you have a great subject here. I really, really, really think that, you know, if people, you know, put on their thinking caps and just like the young lady said, you know, God listens to these songs, you know, and then somebody might say, well, why doesn't he cut them off? You know, why doesn't he stop it? Well, guess what?
Mm-mm.
He gave us the right of choice. But he gave us the right of choice.
Isn't that free?
Love, love mm-hmm. me that you have the right of choice. Either love him and mm-hmm. stand in his house, or hey,
for something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and you have to understand that choice is what separates the meek and the strong. Stupid. Okay? I'd rather be meek and innocent than strong and stupid. Check it out.
Well, don't get me wrong. Okay. Listen. We live in a society that's highly regulated, especially here in the United States. Highly unregulated, especially here in the United States. We got freedom of choice more than a lot of other countries, and freedom of doing things. But can I ask you something? Does freedom of choice, freedom of doing at will when you feel like it, give us the right to just take it out of control? I'm going to go to you, Ariel, and then I'll come. I want to see what Raw Dog has. And anybody who want to get involved, because I know you're listening, our stats has gone out the roof lately. Call us at 213-559-2995. Looking forward to connecting with you tonight. Go ahead, Ariel. You got the floor.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't, you know, take it out of control. I feel like, you know, it's a sense of maturity, you know, as an adult. You know, you have to know who you believe in, and you have to make sure you walk in the spirit. You have to know what you're supposed to do. You should know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. So if you're going to go into the music industry and you want to be a rapper and then you're cursing and stuff like that, you should know within yourself it's wrong, and you should know what's going to happen, what is the consequences, because it says that basically, you know, cursing, all that negative energy and stuff like that is really not going to help you. And I believe that God gives you talents, but it's like God gives you the talents. You shouldn't disrespect him and then be worshiping the devil. I feel like music is one of the ways the devil tries to distract the people who are listening. He tries to go in your mind. He tries to distract you. He tries to add a negative spirit in you. He tries to get you to, you know, love that type of negative music, to keep on listening to it, you know. But it really doesn't do anything to you. It just messes you up in life. So it's really not smart on both sides. It's not smart for the listener to listen, and it's also not smart for the artist to create a negative music with their talent.
Okay, now you know, I respect exactly what you're saying. I do with all that I have, actually, and I have to say, that's from a spiritual side of things. Let's talk about the free will. Okay, everybody mm-hmm. has been locked in to a spiritual connection. In fact, it's been said that music has always been an instrument of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So what regulates us to say, I don't think I need any moral issue. I don't need to be morally correct in order to make music. If I got a choice, then I want
mm-hmm.
to be a radical.
No, No, I think you haven't put the whole thing together to look at how it becomes an influence. Now, you know, let's talk about, you know, rock and roll started out with sex, rock and roll, and alcohol. You know, now think about it. The demon medication that allows the devil to slip through the door. Okay.
Yeah.
Hip hop. Now you're talking about coke and you're talking about alcohol. See, now you have to realize that if you have a straight mind, you have a stronger will and less influence that is going to give you the points of making a wise decision. But if you're mixing alcohol and drugs and what have you, you got to admit, a lot of these rappers tank up and smoke up and whatever before they get into the booth so they can spit lines.
Yeah.
Well, you're under the influence of stupidity. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have to look at what's influencing a lot of these things. You have to look at the alcohol consumption. You have to, you know, there's a poetic, 2 years, you went to parties and, you know, you had people that were squares and what have you. They'd get tanked up off of alcohol, and then the next thing you know, you remember they used to talk about they'd be on the table with the lampshade on their head? See, so when we start talking about the influences with the suggestive points of what's in the music, the devil takes over.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have done that if I hadn't drank so much. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a clear mind is a better leader than one that's twisted and has influences that are making their judgment incorrect. See, so when we start to talk about the hip-hop, they talk about popping the bottles in the club. They talk about mollies. You know, hey, you have to really trip off of the influences that they're suggesting to go along with what their music is about. You know, and let me say this to you. In my studio, we produce. Now, I'm in Washington State. We legalized marijuana. So we've got a production that is a totally different mix on understanding the influence of marijuana. Okay? Is it in a negative point? No. Is it in a point of understanding and tranquility? Yes. So it's not for you to go up and stand on the flagpole and take your clothes off with a megaphone and holler at the world that you're angry. It's about understanding and preserving the family, the tranquility, riding the ocean of thought and, you know, getting closer to being a better human being. So it puts you in that position. So if you give the right thought suggestion, you're going to hit a mass of people, and you're not going to take away the innocence.
Hey, Rutter, okay. I'm going to give it from what I've heard in the street and what I've heard from people over time. Some of them don't give a, I mean, F about censorship. You ever heard that?
Yeah, and where are they now?
Mm-hmm. Jail.
Okay. There you go.
Where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
You're not telling me. You have you seen them lately?
Hey, all I'm doing, hey, look, I'm a messenger, man. Don't shoot me for that.
You know what? All you got to do, you know, and I've ran into the same kind of people. And I said, well, okay, I could be wrong, but damn it, I think I'm right. And through time and all their energy that they put out there, they're in the same spot doing nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard about them. Nobody's passing them on. They're not being played in the club. They're not being played at anybody's party. They're only being played in their cars or a friend or a relative when they come to visit them. They might be playing their song just so that they can give them that support. But the real world is ignoring them. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to be that out there, you better have money because, see, guess what? You need to make that front look good.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all up front of those claiming to be successful. They have the money. But you're not looking at the marketing zone of someone that's already got a name and they're being explicit. You know, I learned that Billboard, if you have all your copyrights and what have you, that if you give away your CD, it's still in the hands of consumers. You don't have to charge them to get numbers on Billboard. Now, isn't that ironic? I would have thought it was about the sales, but it's not. And so you realize that a lot of these statistics are out there for those that don't know any better. They're just numbers. You know, I always said that the music industry is full of smoke and mirrors. There are those that are going to make you believe that, hey, this is the way, and I'm on top of the game and what have you. And they're going to get people mm-hmm. that are going to sponsor them, a clothing store or what have you. So they're going to have a nice outfit, you know, and, you know, you can rent jewelry. So, you know, the bling bling can be for a night. But, see, the reality comes in on how big is that bank account? Are you paying your child support? See, we talk about moral codes and what have you. You know, that's like Stevie J. How can he be running in a Benz, being on a television show, living in a mansion, and go to jail for $1 million in back child support?
Why did you jump off the train and go into entertainment, the good, the bad, the ugly, before we got there?
Well, no. What I'm saying is the moral code of people that represent this industry, it's just smoke and mirrors. See, it's smoke and mirrors. If you have a business, we can go and rent a limousine, pull every girl in the club. But we don't own it. And they don't know if we paid the limousine in a bounce check. See, if people think.
Now you're giving them a tip.
Yeah, if you could follow a person home and spend 48 to 72 hours in their home with them, and you go to their kitchen and you open their kitchen cabinet and they don't have a can of chili, or you go to their refrigerator and they don't have a bottle of milk, but they got children and what have you, you know, you start to understand
mm-hmm.
they're about what the people see. And they're not real. I love fat people. Fat people means they eat. And they eat what they want to eat. That means they have a choice. You ever seen a skinny person, real skinny and what have you, and they got a choice of what they're going to eat? No. Or how they sleep? Yeah. The funny fact about this music industry is that living in Washington State, that we have islands off of the coast in the bay, and a lot of entertainers have their house on that little island. Kenny G, David Matthews, there's a lot of actors and what have you that have their house there. And my kids asked me, they said, Dad, as big as they are and out here and what they do, why do they live there? And I go, because they can be normal people. People that live in the inner city, whenever they walk out their door, they feel that they got to spend money. When we start talking about this ethics and what have you. Living in the city, you have to have more money as a poor person on a daily basis than you do when you live in the suburbs. Or if you lived on a farm. Think about it. You're in the inner city. You pass what? McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Taco Bell, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, Popeyes, all these places, and the lights are red. You're going to spend money. When I lived in the city, I looked outside and I thought about we're talking about the moral code and what have you, and what you have to realize is that there is a frenzy for money. So you're going to get those people that are going to turn out this type of music because why? They live in the inner cities. It's a get over. If I can make a production right quick in my house and I can go out and I can get me $25, well, that's $25 I can spend along the way because I left out my door and I'm going back home. So the moral code, it's a get over. It's a hustle. And what has happened is that we're being polluted with those type of hustles because they're trying to be legitimate, but there's a lack of education to understand, well, if you're for real in this, there are protocols, there's class, there's etiquette, and there is a way to climb this ladder to achieve the skills, the understanding of the mind manipulation, the understanding of the mass majority of people out here that can spend the money, not the ones standing on the corner, not your relatives, but the mass majority of people on this earth. But you got to give them something they can embrace rather than ego, rather than, you know, and most of what we're talking about with this language is ego. It's explicit. What he can do to her or a baby can shake it in front of my, I mean, when we start thinking about this, this is twisted fantasies, small minds. We're saturated with it. We're just saturated with small minds that have computers. Now, Nicki Minaj, she was suggestive in her song, but if you couldn't see the video, it was a better song. It was a better song. Now, I heard the clean version. Then I heard the explicit version, and I was shocked. She had Sir Mix-a-Lot, who, a classy individual, said, you know the phrase, what is that, Anaconda? What is it, Poetic?
My Anaconda don't want none unless you want, unless you have buns, huh?
Okay, big buns. I don't know how that, but yeah. that line has existed for what, 20 years?
That's old.
Yeah, but guess what? The interpretation went over my head when he did it because my anaconda. Oh, mm-hmm. Mix-a-Lot got a snake.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
that's
it,
not
don't get
what
me
he
wrong.
Meant by anaconda.
Yeah, it's respectively written for the ears of the innocent.
Exactly.
But those who have been exposed understand and say, whoa, that's what he meant.
Exactly. Nicki Minaj brought it out to the daylight where I had never thought about it. And I had made that, you know, I knew the lyrics. You know, hey, when it came on in the radio, you'd do it. You'd say the lyrics, you know, and you didn't, your mind didn't go to a different perspective, because if you keep the house clean,
I know, it's not there. I know
it's
said around my kids as many times, and I know that my young 11-year-old just didn't pick it up. Even my 15-year-old, he hadn't picked it up, and one day we were having a discussion in the car, then all of a sudden my 15-year-old had an awakening. My daughter never picked that, had that awakening at all. And I told him, look, because, see, once you're at a certain age, things are talking, the talk and conversation happens in the school, and everybody's talking about it, you know? And that's how the program actually, that's how we end up getting our message, those kind of subliminal messages out with, to the public, and now everybody's talking about it. It becomes a topic of conversation. But yeah, as you
but I got a know, I got a question for you. Did he hear Sir Mix-a-Lot's version, or did he hear Nicki Minaj's?
No, actually, they thought that this was. Nicki Minaj was the originator of the music, the song.
Okay,
so,
but you know what? You know how why he picked it up? Because she has more in the rap that brings about that light bulb
she has descriptive content that leads your mind to more effectively to think about what she's talking about.
Exactly. See, if she had never done that, we'd still be thinking Sir Mix-a-Lot had a snake.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, he do, but I'm just saying.
Hey, well, okay. TMI, too much information.
Yeah.
It depends what level you understand.
But you know what? There's the point of understanding this music industry and
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, this guy got a Grammy for that. Do you think Nicki will get a Grammy for that?
Yeah. I just want to say something.
Okay. Look. We do. I'm going to let you say what you got to say, but let's go to a break quickly afterwards. Go ahead. Say what you got to say. We'll come back and we'll discuss.
All right, so let me hold that for when we come back.
All right.
Go ahead, girl. You know how
listen,
messy he is.
Because I know Rodal or someone else has been a fan of what I said, but, you know, it's the same, you know, debate that we've been, you know, people be talking about for the longest. But I really do feel like the artists is, you know, how they live. And they actually draw us into their lifestyle. So I feel like if they're not really being fake, you know, it's really how they live. Like if they smoke and stuff before, you know, they're rapping and they're talking about, you know, that they love to smoke because that's what they do. So they're not really lying, you know. So, but and then I noticed that, you know, like rappers that smoke, they're usually rapping together. Like you never see Kirk Franklin rapping with, you know, someone else like Kanye West.
They say birds of the feather flock together.
It's like
it has some kind of truth in its connotation. But before, we can get deep into what you're saying. So before we do that, let's go ahead and give a quick brief to what we do here. We invite all genres of music to be played on our program. That's hip hop, pop, R&B, gospel, as long as it's clean. And let's create it with a hip hop twist. Hip hop twist is the concept we want. We would invite you to give us some clean concepts. If not clean concepts, at least give us clean, edited versions of your music. We're trying to create a playing ground of commercial airplay that we could take to the next level. We are distributors of music. If that makes sense to you, we help music get past the point of just in your neighborhood. We take it on a worldwide scale and get it into digital venues that people have access to download it. So we are distributors of music. We want you to upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. We invite you to do that today. And put a commercial behind it. Here are some examples of some of the people who have taken in authority to put music behind their thing so they can promote it. This right here, we're giving them as a form of free promotion because they gave us service at one point in time. So tonight is a good time to even hear the example of what we do. Those who are listening in right now by their computer, I invite you to join us at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 and let us know that you want to be a part of the topic. We'll be back in just a moment, so y'all stay with us.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This your boy, Kirk Starr, reminding you for the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Don't forget to request my new single, Night Showers.
This is Honey Jacks from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You are listening to HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yo, what's good, everyone? It's your boy OG representing San Diego, California. Make sure to request my song, Trying to Get My Phase on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Get my phase on, trying to get my phase on.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T., and it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight Time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, and debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word books that wanna get bold. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. And like I say, I want to invite you to be a part of the conversation. So call us at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. And that allow us to know that you want to be a part of tonight's topic. Again, press the number 1, and that will let us know that you want to be a part of the night's topic. We see the phones lighting up, but we can't come to you unless you press number 1. All right. Freedom of expression, music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place? That is the question of the night. And then, after we go back to what Ariel was saying, I'd like for her to recap on it. And once you recap on it, we're going to go into entertainment, the good, the bad, the ugly. Somebody gave you a sneak preview of it, so we're going to make sure we highlight it. All right, let's go ahead to Ariel. Ariel, you now have the floor.
Yeah. Well, basically, I was basically saying that you notice how, you know, someone who does things that are not good, someone who smokes, someone who do drugs and things like that, you know, they usually rap together. Like, let me see, Kanye West did one with Jay-Z. You know, I know Eminem with, you know, Drake. Eminem and 50 Cent. So, you know, but I never seen Kirk Franklin himself ever rap with one of them, you know? So I feel like those people who curse and do things like that and, you know, do that in their rap and they rap and they curse and all that stuff, I feel like eventually they basically hang around together. And that's how it is in society. I feel like there is that's like a perfect representation of what really goes on, you know, in the public.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, music really does represent what's going on in, you know, their life, you know, and we basically hear their feeling, we hear them cursing, you know, they are cursing. Even after they're done rapping, that's just a part of them, you know. And it just lets you feel like, okay, that person is not religious, you know. It's something that you should know, your spirit of discernment.
The question is religious being religious and being spiritual? Are they one and the same? I mean, I'm not sure because you could be religious. Religious meaning, you are someone who does something religiously. You follow a procedure all the time. And being spiritual is having a connection with God or having that spiritual connection that monitors who you are.
That's a good question. You know, I feel like it kind of runs in both. The same.
Can you hold your thought just for a second? Let's include a call.
Okay.
Okay. Caller 484-466. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what would you like to add or take away from tonight's topic? And just to reinforce it, we're talking about freedom of expression in music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place? You now have the floor.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Hey, I'm Natalie. Go by NTG. I'm a female artist from Philly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say one more time. I'm sorry.
I said, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Thank you for having me. I saw the topic on Facebook, so I said I would call in and chime in and listen. This is the first time I'm listening to the show, so pretty cool. It's a good topic.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
And, so what would you like to add or take away from tonight's topic?
Well, you're talking about censorship as far as, like, in music, which you really, it's hard to put that blanket over everybody to say censoring music because it's like you're saying, it's freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So it's hard to say censoring someone's music. Now, what you can do and what parents can do and what communities can do is we can censor. Now, I don't have any children, but I have nieces and nephews and things like that. But what you can do is you can censor what you allow your children to listen to. You can monitor the music that they listen to, the television shows, because it's not just in music. It's everywhere. The society that we're living in now is so overly sexed. You know, where things were, it was just a suggestion of things. Now everything is out front. So the best thing that we could do really is just monitor what we're letting the kids and things like that listen to. Because other than that, you can't really censor people because people do have a right to say what they want to say. But it's a shame because the industry is... You know, the mainstream industry, which is everybody's trying to get into because of the money and the status, the only way that
yeah.
you can get in is by making that exploitive music. That's the only way. For female artists, they want you to make music that's overly sexed. You know, I'm a female artist myself, like I said, and if you don't do certain things or if you don't make certain kind of music, it's extremely hard to get in. And then the pioneers that have been around for years, they're not really making independent labels or trying to help the artists that they feel like are pop or, you know, good artists to come out. So people are trying to find a way out of poverty. So people will do anything in order to make money, unfortunately. And that's what
well,
it comes down to. Everybody wants to be successful.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Before Macklemore became famous, had you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a twist on a little bit of logic, okay? You're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, okay? Now, I just listening to your conversation, you're intelligent, you're articulate, you have skills. Now,
okay.
How do you get from the East Coast to being known all the way to the West Coast? See, he did it without using explicit language. How do you do that? See, the formula that's been given has not been given in completion. Yes, explicit language and what have you. Yeah, a lot of people are using that formula. It ain't working. It ain't working. Soulja Boy came out with a song, a dance song, that didn't have explicit language, and he Grammy'd. How? See, there's a main track that you can look at and use as a formula and a standard that will take you all over this country, all over the globe. The explicit language is just an excuse to hold you down.
Yes.
You know, whether you realize it or not, they don't want others to succeed. They want you to get in a rut that the standard of your talent cannot be heard or appreciated because you're being censored. You're not going to be allowed to be heard. You know, when you start to thinking about somebody that came from my part of the world that went all over the globe, the industry is hungry for talent, but you got to follow the guidelines, and they don't care whether you know them or not, because that just means that the first explicit lyric that you put out there, because guess what? If you're struggling, you don't have the backing for your fans to carry it anywhere except around the neighborhood. See, when you start to thinking and looking at the template that goes for success in this industry to get recognized, to get global, because you see, you know, I can use someone that none of us understood, one word that he said, which was Psy, and he came out with that song Gangnam Style. We didn't understand one word. He could have been cursing at everybody on the face of the earth, and we wouldn't have known it. The catch to this is this. What is the point of what music is about? Can you make them dance? Can you make them romance? Can you make them unify themselves and understand, you know, I've been through the thrift store, and the only reason I went because I was trying to come up. You know, you have to give that point of what music is about, not how great you are, not how you know, the best that you are, but you have to give someone the point of understanding that, wow, this person has been where I've been. My heart's been broken. How many people, we can raise your hands out here, that their heart's been broken? We can all stand in that line, probably. How many times have you been disappointed? How many times have you wanted a change to come? You know, there's that song, you know, a change is going to come. Sam Cooke did that way back when. And everybody has sat and said, a change is going to come. A change has got to come. So when we start talking about this music industry, the explicit language and all of those things, remember, they're things to hold you back. They're putting them in your brain so you think that this is the way of the world. No, it's not. It's really not. when you start to realize what the purpose of the music and how it gets out to people, whether it's to motivate, make them romance, make them think and understand you're not in this ocean by yourself. This is a big boat, and we're all trying to row to get somewhere because we just want to stay above water. Hey, you got the formula. But when you start to think that explicit language and this and that and the other, I'm in Washington State. I want to know you. I want you to say, hey, Raw Dog, he was on Hip Hop National. He's in Washington. I'm over here on this side. He's familiar with who I am. Stand out. Be different. Go against what everybody else thinks is the norm, which is acceptable. Give them, lift them, move them, romance them. Just give it to them, and you'll be successful. You got to go against the grain because, see, the grain is where everybody else is standing. You got to be that individual that can stand there and go, hey, I hear what y'all doing, but watch everybody's head lift. Watch everybody's aura change to the point of, wow, he's talking to her, she's talking to him. You know, look at that person that's sitting there by themselves. Tell them, hey, you might think you're by yourself, but God is with you. Give them something to carry them out of that place and go, damn, she's been there. That's all it is, you know. And once you realize that, hey, everything that you've tried for will come real. But a lot of young people don't understand that. Go ahead.
I don't know.
NTG, do you prefer to be talking about?
I'm sorry,
you don't know.
Hello? Which one do you prefer, NTG or Natalie?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Either or. NTG is my stage name. NTG or Natalie is my real name. Doesn't matter. Either one.
Okay, but what is it that you didn't understand about what Raw Dog said?
Well, no, I understood everything you're saying, and it was passionate and inspirational, but... You know, in all reality, like, without the money or the backing, because we do go against the grain. We don't make music that's like everybody else. You know, me and my fiance, we started our own independent label because we didn't want to be like everybody else and we didn't want to do the same things that everybody else does. I mean, we're engaged and we both rap. That's rare anyway to have a male and female that rap, and both of us are positive artists. But, again, without the backing and without the support, you know, because a lot of people say, well, you could do this, you could do these different things, but really without the money or without a connect or without that support, it's darn near impossible. And I know people from, you know, we don't just sit around and wait for, like, a savior to come help us get into the music game. We've been doing networking music from Philly to Germany to California, I mean, all over. So we're known in different circles, but to get that major attention, it is very, right now, it's you know, being inspirational is great and it's wonderful, but it's just not enough. You know, Macklemore, even though he's an independent artist, he does have backing, and he had backing. So he had to have backing, either somebody that's a connect in the industry or somebody that knows somebody, or you have to have money. That's just the bottom line. You have to have
let me tell you something.
Those things.
Let me tell you something. No, he didn't. I'm going to tell you how it went around. Okay. Macklemore has been in Washington State for a few years, and he almost gave up. And then he had to realize the simplification of what the industry was going to embrace, the people were going to embrace. He took the situation of the recession, people losing their jobs and what have you, and he started saying, damn, the thrift stores, people are starting to shop more and more. And he came up with an anthem. So there was less stigma to not having money and shopping at thrift stores. Now, you called Hip Hop National. We're distribution. We play music on the radio 4 days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The catch to it is this. You need to submit something to us. But then you need to call and talk to Poetic and get the point of critiquing exactly what you have. Because we have other people that have other stations and other outlets. And you talk about you need money. No. You all you have to do is have the right production. And you'll be lifted. You'll be the momentum will be carried there. Don't fool yourself that it's all about the investment, because it's not. I've known a lot of poor artists that had the production. They showed the right talent, the right lane, the right thought, and it happens. I'm older, so I can tell you the reality of it. The music game is hard. It used to be who you knew, but now it's about the internet. It's about the marketing. It's about who can this person pick up on the phone, and you start to get airplay. The industry itself is looking for new talent 24/7, but they're not willing to take an artist that cannot be critiqued. There's the first thing that you have to realize about what you said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to be critiqued, if you're willing to take it back and adapt or adjust one line, changing it, thinking about it, and redoing, then you are trying to get into the industry. But if you think that a work of art is perfect when it leaves your hands after all the decisions you've made about it, and you can't take that critiquing or that, check this out. Can you add? Can you delete? Can you use a different line in this right here? The hook is not necessarily that strong. If you can't take that critiquing, then you're not going to make it in the industry, because the industry has guides, has people that will guide you through it. But a lot of issues we found with artists. They want creative approval. Well, have you earned the ability to be that individual that can do that, that has those qualifications that you're going to be right rather than wrong? You know, the simple songs like Pharrell and Happy, you know, when you start to think about what's walking through getting Grammys, let me explain something to you. It ain't as hard as rappers think it is. It's not. And the thing that they don't, that young folks don't understand, you're all damn near doing the same shit.
No,
just
perfect.
With a twist to it. And that's not, one person got through the door like that, but the rest, it's got to be different. How can Nelly do a song with a country western group, Alabama, and get notoriety and get some pay from it? I mean, you know, it's like, huh, Nelly, a country western group, Alabama? Why? Because guess what? It's money. Alabama's got their own following. Nelly has his own following. Oh, there's money. $300,000, $400,000 is a good enough paycheck for a year. He may not make $1 million off of it, but a paycheck that healthy, you can rise a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you, this is a job. Stop looking over the fame point. Get it in a job where you can earn money, where you have money coming in, and the development of you. You're under a tutelage. You're under somebody that's going to say, well, you know, this, I like that part of this, but can you work on this part of it? You know, hip-hop artists are so in their own box that they don't want help, because they don't think help is what they need. They think they got all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
And I've ran across people. I've had people challenge me, and I have a cousin that has a neighborhood studio in a youth organization. I went there, and I was in there, and I told one guy, I said, do you realize in the music that in the brain there are certain notes that allow endorphins to be released within the brain that makes people feel good and something about the music, that they will respond psychologically by doing a little dip, tapping their foot, bobbing their head. Do you realize that there are certain notes that will get that effect from people? And then another guy came in, oh, man, no, it's just in their DNA, and challenged me. And then I asked him, I said, well, what have you done? Oh, man, I've got 1,000 looks on YouTube. I said, well, go over to my channel. I got 150,000 hits. Yeah, how can you tell me anything? You only got 1,000. That must mean you doing something wrong. I'm not the one. In other words, what we're trying to tell you is this. Hip Hop National, I'm glad you called. I'm Raw Dog. I am the music program director. Maybe this is God bringing you to the show saying, hey, guess what? You've been knocking on doors. You knocked on this door. You're an artist. You have productions. You have things. We don't play songs that have explicit language in them because we have young listeners. Mm-hmm. But we have a web page that you can upload your song for free. Now, you can pay for advertisement and what have you, which would be even better because you're going to get out to the world. We get people calling in from England and all over the globe, Africa, Australia. I've been shocked by some of the accents that have come across. But I'm just saying to you, and if you want more, remember this. We do. We have the connections. We have people. We have people all over the globe that you would be surprised just at our fingertips. So the only reason, I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm not trying to tell you you're wrong. All I'm saying is think about what I said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take the good maybe out of it and throw away the rest of the head trip. Because guess what? I only try to help. I don't try to knock or drag down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want you to be mad at me.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, because I can tell in your voice, you got some skills. I like the flavor of your voice. You know, you hear a lot of hip-hop artists, females that have
well,
that
I'm
real high
at...
voice.
Yeah.
You well, know, but you don't. You have a warm, solid voice. Are you there, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm mad at you. For one, you brought rain to Florida because you told me you had lightning over there where you were at. For two, you went over, and you know we're supposed to be going to the commercial.
I have something to say to Poetic.
Okay, what say it to Poetic. Hit him with the pie.
Because I remember he did say, you know, there was a difference between being religious and being, you know, spirituality. So I just wanted to say, like, you know, when I was talking about being religious, I was talking about those who are who devote their life to God. And I feel like when you're spiritual, you have the decision either to walk in righteousness or negativity. And I feel like if you decide to walk in goodness, you have to be devoted to God. So that's what I was saying when I was talking about being religious. And, you know, I feel like though there are some rappers that curse, they only do target half of the audience. So at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt being a positive rapper because you will target the same ratio. And then the other half will see that cursing only pushes you astray from thinking good. So it really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's smarter being a positive rapper. That's how I feel.
Well, wait a minute. Can I ask you a question? Is it the delivery of the curse word? Now, I'll give you a phrase.
Is that the curse
word? No. Listen to this one. Okay. Now, we have a numerous amount of songs that we tag with the phrase real live shit. Okay, now, think about that. Is that not still being respectful in a religious way? Because you see...
No, that's just...
Hold it. Yes, your interpretation. Because real live shit is the deepest thing that anything can be. You can't twist it. It's real. It's in front of you. And no matter what it is, it's just a short word for anything. So that's why...
But it's not a curse word, so...
See, there's where in life, when you go out the door, you're facing the real life. And I won't say the word again because I know poetic is just shaking and jerking and what have you, but when you think about it, there is a way, just such as, you know, my anaconda. You know, it turns into the point of the next line that follows it gives you the descriptive point of the negativity.
Yeah. All right, guys.
But my thing
I have to go to a quick commercial break.
A break.
Oh, I thought you were going to the bathroom. You was raising your hand saying, I got to go.
Respectfully, I just want to let y'all know, I place these commercials effectively at the top of the hour, so we'll know when we're going to go to them. I will be back in a brief second, but I have to do this so we can get more people to upload their music. If I don't advertise our program, it's very hard for them to know what we're doing. They just look at it as a whole bunch of gaps. So it's important that we include them by letting them know that they can get their music uploaded on our program and get promotions by uploading their music at www.hiphopnational.com. And they can call and get engaged into the topic at 213-559-2995. We'll be going to a quick break for just a second. We'll be back in just a moment, and literally, it will be no more than a minute. So y'all stay tuned and stay with us. I'll be back. And it'll be a minute and just a few seconds.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories. It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. First, you pick your favorite photo, then select the product type that you would like. It may be a pillow, bag, or a blanket, just to name a few, but nothing starts moving until you pay your money, and then we'll send a finished view created just for you. Log on to www.fmblanket.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you may call 214-403-1524. That's 214-403-1524. Remember, Forever Memory Blankets is covering all of your memories in time. You heard it first right here on the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. Tonight we're talking about freedom of expression in music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place
That's what we've been talking about tonight. If you are listening in by your phone or either any other device, your iPad or your tablet or anything, please join us at 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. Excuse my background. I'm now under the conditions of a storm. So just to let you guys know, you're going to hear that. But just want to get you included. Make sure you call in now if all possible. Okay, also upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Like to hear from you. Guys, we're about to engage into a more lighter side of tonight's topic, and that would be entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. All right, we want to start off with Raw Dog. I see you open up your line. What's good and what's happening in entertainment news? What's bad and what's ugly?
Oh, Stevie J and Benzino on Love. Yeah, what is that? Hip Hop Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. They had their reunion. Yeah, they had their reunion show and at the season finale. They always come together and discuss that season. And Stevie J and Jocelyn were sitting there, and you know, Stevie J started complaining how hot it was under the lights on stage, and Benzino started saying cocaine. Yeah. That cocaine, you know, and Stevie J looked across the room, and if he had laser eyes, he could have cut him in half, you know, and so Stevie J got up and charged that Benzino, and there was a chaotic stage break as the security came in and stopped him, and his wife or companion Jocelyn jumped on Benzino's fiance. I forget what her name is. She's a little
Sophia.
Say that again.
Sophia.
Oh, okay. She a gold digger. You know, Benzino don't know what he's getting into because she won't sign a prenup because she wants part of his magazine world. She said it on the air one day. You know. Does it sound like I follow programs like soap operas? Okay. All right. So she said that, you know, she wouldn't sign a prenup. So Benzino's getting ready to get, you know, twisted. But maybe he's smarter than her, and everything he earned before they got married is going to be his after they get divorced. Who knows? But, oh, yeah, it came out that Stevie J had slept with her. You know, he had been denying it all the time at Benzino's house. So, you know. I think that, you know, it's one of those soap opera things that is actually what we're talking about this evening, you know, is the morality of the thing is really at one of the low parts for television, you know, for the young people to be watching, because hopefully they don't think that this is a way that they should be acting, you know, now that there are somebody or being talked about on television, you know. The funny part about this whole thing is that, you know, Stevie J's baby mama, Mimi, just put out a explicit porno video, you know, so what we got going on here, you know, and then, you know, she has the nerve to get on stage and, you know, act as though, you know, nothing is going on. You know, we talk about the devil and selling your soul for a dollar, and she's got a daughter, you know. What in her right mind? You mean that lifestyle is that great that you would throw all of those factors, getting back, you know, if the video is going to last forever, is it something that later on in life that you can explain to your child that it was correct behavior? Do you need the Mercedes? Do you need the big house? Do you need the designer clothes? Do you need to go and have drinks at every big place that exists in Atlanta. You know, I mean, is this the necessary way of the lifestyle? I mean, you know, you and I have talked about it, how people sell their souls for, you know, a dollar. Well, I didn't think much of Mimi after that, you know. It kind of, you know, blew me away because she had always played the righteous side. But, you know, you could also tell there was a little bit of something freak about her, you know. So, hey, it came out in the wash, and now she's trying to make money off of everybody buying that video. I'll let somebody else bring up something.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, I was actually going to reply to what we were talking about before. But, yeah, I was going to say, like, for Jocelyn, for example, I feel like, you know, the whole the fight and stuff like that, you know, that's not something she should have done and stuff. But I remember there was a lady sitting at the chair, and she said, you know, she used to be friends with Jocelyn, and she feels like Jocelyn may be, undertaking some mental abuse and stuff like that. You know, she acts like she's kind of jealous when her friend is with someone else. She could be going through some abuse based on her past. You know, maybe she had a problem with her family. She had a problem trusting people. She did prostitute and stuff like that. So the lady did say that, and they all were also saying, yeah, I feel like Jocelyn does have a problem. You know, maybe it is mental abuse and stuff like that. So now the viewer is watching it and saying, okay, you know, that's she probably has a problem. Like, I don't want to, you know, be like her. So there was also other people who were sharing their opinions about Jocelyn and her behavior and stuff like that. So everybody do have an opinion. So it's not like when we watch something, it's like, okay, we see some negative ish going on. We're going to be like, okay, we're going to follow them. There's like people there who's also expressing their opinions and feel like it's wrong, who are actually on the show.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I want to say that, you know, I totally agree with what you guys are saying. And Rada, you said that, you know, it goes along with tonight's topic. I got to agree. But maybe we should have named it Freedom of Expression in Media. Should the moral code of ethics be in place? Because now you're taking it to another level where the visual of the following of music is also going to television, and now you're not only hearing it, you're seeing it with your eyes unfold. And social media is another way of connecting, and it's on Twitter. You mentioned that earlier today, Hot Ronald. And I was about to call you Hot Dog.
I heard that scrappy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to include any other callers that might have a question. That's 213-559-2995. Please call in now. Press the number one that'll allow us to know that you want to get engaged in the conversation. All right, Rod, you now have the floor.
Well, here's something that I think is being lost with the Twitters and all of that, you know. We were taught, well, I was taught when coming up, think a thing, but don't say it. Now, this Twitter and Instagram and what have you, people think that they're thinking a thing, but they're actually saying it. You know, the threats, the harassment, you know, assault of character by people sending messages now have
maybe
become
so.
Court documents. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, we need to go back to the thought process of you can think something, but don't say it. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't act on it. You know, people are, you know, their action was just like that Instagram, Twitter shit. Oh, excuse me. Use that word.
But brother, okay, now you just gave me a prime example of that can go viral in a person's ears. Don't get me wrong, kids today have heard that word. It's no secret. But however, things can go viral just like that. You know, Hip Hop National connects to 1.3 million listeners. And boom, that word not only affects one, but it can affect 1.3 million people at one time. And
you mean they're going to say that word since I said that word?
No. But, hey, you'd be surprised how the influence of a public figure can open new doors in the minds of a child, especially an impressionable child. My two-year-old grandchild
is up there listening to the show. He just came in the room and he said that word.
Okay.
Shame.
Well, I'm making a point here. The point that I'm making is when we put stuff on CDs, the truth is, it can go out to millions and millions of people. It has that
true
potential. Once it get out there, okay, REL was talking about the spiritual and the religious. And in this case here, the show is not really religious, but it is, it got a spiritual connotation. Now, once you get out there, you can say, I love Jesus and I love God and I want forgiveness for what I've done. But reality, once you get into the hands of someone else, you may have tainted the innocent, have taken away their innocence. Now, how do you go back to them and rewind and say, please forgive me for doing such a dishonor to you?
And
I'm going to throw that. Yes, sir.
That was most excellent, and I hope you send me the $20 you promised me for saying that word.
Oh, man.
That has been a setup by Hip Hop National Radio, and we wanted to dramatize the fact of how that influence.
Rodolph.
Yes.
It's like basically, you know, I'm not gonna keep saying. I mean, I know you're sorry. I know you didn't mean. But it's basically, you know, like this has to do with almost like the Bible, like the Old Testament. It's like when you put sin out there, it's like it accumulates, and when you just throw, when you curse, you're putting another sin out into the world, and you know whoever's listening, and it just confuses the listener, and they start thinking, you know. They might just stop what they're thinking, and then they start thinking negative.
You're right.
You see, that's how the devil tries to, you know, twist things and bring confusion. Because we were you know, talking about doing good and, you know, speaking pure. So, you know, that can confuse the listener. But I'm sure you didn't mean it. I mean, we'll all curse and maybe make a mistake. But we need to practice not to.
And you're right, and I'll go stand in the corner
you know,
for 5 minutes.
So that
don't get me wrong.
So the good spirit can dwell within all of us. Because, you know, Jesus, I feel like, you know, the God's spirit of love is in this atmosphere. So we need to keep it there.
Please don't hit me with the belt anymore. I'm sorry.
No. Because in the Bible it said not
no,
to criticize.
You did a good job
just,
of that.
You know, so
correct.
I'm not criticizing it.
No, you did. Yeah, okay. You're going to be somebody's mama one day, and you're going to be very good at it.
No,
go, girl.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm sorry if you thought I was.
Yeah, you whipped me good on that one. Yeah, you did. Why didn't you just
sorry.
Say, time out, Raw Dog, go stand in the corner. You didn't do that.
No,
I love you, Raw Dog.
No, I'm sorry if you thought I was.
Oh, hey, most excellent. I'm not mad. I understand, and I appreciate. That's
yeah.
why I like you. See? Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. It's not me. It's poetic. His medication. He's the little scrappy guy.
Yeah, so, you know.
No, but you're right. You're right on that. And I can agree with you on that, you know, and I like that about you because of the fact that, hey, truth is truth. And there
yeah.
are two sides to everything. And he does owe me $20 for saying that. I'm really letting you know. So we knew we could bring out the best in. Isn't that right, Poetic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know it is.
It must be lightning and thundering down there because you got real quiet. It's like you're looking out for the flash or something.
It's raining over here. It feels like there is going to be a storm.
Man, Rado, you brought all that thunder here. Believe me, bro. We didn't have all that, but still, you told us that it's lightning there. I guess you didn't want us to be free from all that. So you said, let me spread the wealth over to the Florida domain.
I'm in Florida, man. I'm right around the corner.
Yeah,
where
right.
You
now,
at?
You're trying to join us, man. Yeah, sure you are.
But you know what? The thing about it is, you know, this was a great subject tonight. I've enjoyed it because, you know, there are so many ways to look at the expression. And like I started out saying, it's how you keep your home. Do you keep it clean? Do you keep it healthy? You know, because this expression can create a happy and healthy individual. But if you're just surrounded by misery and the thought of doom and gloom and, you know, alcohol and all of those things that are going to take the mind from having sound judgment, you're going to fall into an abyss. You're going to be lost.
We got 4 minutes.
I think that is part of the issue in leading a lot of these young folks to thinking that, you know, they can get away with being crude. You know, that's just like, you know, on television, the moral code says you can produce a movie that's written with someone that's committing crimes, but darn, at the end of the movie, they're going to get caught because that was the FCC's rule that you cannot have a production that shows them getting away with it. You must end it with them getting caught. You know, and I didn't know that for years. And then once I realized it, you know, it's like, wow, that's why all of the guys that pulled off these excellent robberies and what have you, they actually got caught. Well, they kind of lifted that. There have been movies that have slipped through. Go ahead.
You know, you kind of touched something on it, and I know we're running short in time, so I wanted to bring this since we was in celebrity entertainment news. Michaela Maroney, if I'm actually pronouncing it right, she was the girl in the Olympics, right? She said, I was underage when those nude pictures surfaced. The thing it is, when we... are we under the influence when we take nude pictures of ourselves on the phone? Are we under the influence of media? Do we expect to get caught, like Rawdog said, when you're taking those pictures?
Don't,
You got
there's
to
a whole
realize,
bunch of people caught
especially
now because
Cloud
got hacked.
Yeah, when you become a celebrity, when your phone is being hacked, and you've taken nude pictures of yourself, no one told you to take those nude pictures.
Their phone didn't get hacked. Cloud got hacked.
See, that's another. Okay,
that's listen, another. You said Cloud got hacked. I agree, but who told you to take the nude pictures in the first place?
That's another, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Tonight's topic, we're talking about moral. You know, we're talking about in music, but even in media. What made you do that in the first place?
People have been taking nude pictures for years. I mean, when they came out with the Polaroid that had the instant picture, people went nuts then. You know.
Okay, now, can I ask you something? Yeah, you go nuts taking the pictures, but hey. You can, anything can happen at any given moment. They can surface
I have a question.
All
back.
Of a sudden, you're being exposed for what you did in the dark.
Well, ain't that in the Bible, though?
Yes.
What you do in the dark will come out in the light?
Which also take us right back to the topic of moral ethics.
I have a question to ask Poetic. I just remembered something. You know that
What's
show
that?
Dating Naked? It's I'm like wondering why do they even have that show when they're, you know, blurring off the nipples.
So good.
I don't know if you watch the show Dating Naked. It's just really like stupid when you think about it.
I have never watched the show.
And guess what?
But I didn't watch it. I just flipped my candy on it and see like two naked people.
Poetic. Poetic, now that she mentioned that show, those people are the most unattractive bodied individuals that you ever wanted to see.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have what you call a BMW, body made wrong.
Well, ain't nothing dragging on the ground. And ain't nothing perking out way far, you know.
But that's kind of an example of what we're, you know, it's like they're censoring, you know, the part we don't want, you know, they don't want us to see, you know, that
earful. So it's called censorship. There's,
so, but why are they
even though
the
they're taking
on
it on the edge, they're giving us they're even though they're taking it right to the edge, they are censoring. There is a
form. But you know what? They haven't shown.
But
here's something funny. I read somewhere where these people that are dating naked and what have you have had issues with infestations that have crawled up their butt and stuff.
What are you doing?
No, they, anyway. They sit around on the beaches and in the woods and what have you. They act like they forgot that Adam and Eve had fig leaves to cover up. There was a reason.
All right, guys. Run off. I got to. We got to close out, guys. We can talk about this on the next entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. Thank
we
got to
wait. We
for,
can't talk about the fig leaves.
Man,
that's in the
Bible. We just spoke about the good, the bad, the ugly. Tonight's topic was freedom of expression in music. Should a moral code of ethics be in place? It was a great show. I hope you guys download it. I hope you guys go to our website, take another listen to it. Right now, we're getting ready to give you the insight of the music that we play right here on our program with In the Mix with Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Raw Dog, are you ready?
Nope.
Okay, he's not ready.
Hey, God bless you, sweetheart. Hey, you have a good evening, Poetic. You've been good tonight. So, hey, you know, the music show, go on. But remember, all of you guys, fig leaves do help. God bless.
And also, we can't play your music unless you upload it. www.hiphopnational.com. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
All right. God bless.
Hey, this is Dr. A.T. doing a 30-minute In the Mix tonight. For all you artists out there who want to hear your song on a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday show, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Now let's get this party cracking. The first song on our deck is Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that want to hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they want to love me. Each one of them wish they had all me, but they know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player. Call me hashtag player.
I got Snoop up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these schoolers don't sign up. Well-known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't say some. Replacing is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me. I got three in the country, you know I love you. feel the same pain. I tell them all the same thing. I love them, and cheating is something that I can't change. Maybe one day I probably might settle down, but not now. I'm the type that like to get around, and right now I'm having so much fun. Early flight in the morning, heading to the next one.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in New York right now. So many choose me, I'm special, they love me. Can't let them cuff me. Got four right now in the club that wanna touch me. Maybe one day I probably might settle down, but not now. I'm the type that like to get around, and right now I'm having so much fun. Early flight in the morning, headed to the next one. I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now.
National Radio, Dr. Ray T here. Call 404-819. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and do you have a special request?
Oh, what's happening? It's your boy DJ Snacko from the south side of GA, man, Atlanta, where it's at, man. I got to hear that song. I got a request, man. It's that song, Twerk, by Shell O.Z. I love it. I got to hear it. Twerk. I just be turning up, man, every time I hear it, man. Got to hear it.
Before I play Twerk, to our listeners, what's the hottest station on the planet, giving the unsigned community that airplay love?
HipHopNationalRadio.com, man.
Now the song Twerk.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy DJ Snacko, logging in one time. We got your boy Mac Beasy in the building, your boy Shell O.Z in the building. We turning up in the city. Everybody who get money, feel free. You feel me? Let's go.
Twerk, hats on, I got no shirt. Got jabs, guts, I make you work. Keep it coming with that fat air. Since the perk, no rules, dish a dirt. Twerk, twerk, baby, twerk, twerk, baby, twerk.
Like it's no one left. Let me smack that up while I'm counting cash.
girl, can you make that booty clap, 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 boy? $100 bills, hey, $50 bills, hey, $20 bills, hey, $20 bills, hey, go get your money.
Next on deck, Jody B. Keep living.
To all them little girls who never had a father. To all them little boys who never had their mama call them. I'm talking to the ones who end up dropping out of college and hustle all day just to make a couple dollars. And hoping that you make it just to live another day. And crying every night, tears dropping from your face. And struggle just to wake up in the morning cause of pain. And hoping God sees you on your knees when you pray. Your baby mama tripping, your son's father sipping to another bitch. Staying up waiting for a thing about to flip. You lost your only son cause he had to go to war. And now you find yourself walking to the liquor store. Same issue, different day is what you're thinking on your mind. Living life without your baby brother cause he's doing time. Ashamed to go to school because the clothes you can't afford. 16 and pregnant, so them niggas call you whore. Keep your head up, little mama, something gotta give. Stay in school, little soldier, you got a life to live. To all them good women stuck living with a bad man. He always quick to hit you, but he never holds your hand. I know you wanna fly away and never have to land. I know you wanna throw away that big wedding band. I know you really trying to fight and take a firm stand. I just really wanna tell you that I understand. Yeah. Place, but damn G, I need ya. Sipping on this jack, still talking to the preacher. Mom's doing good, I make sure I go and see her. It's been 7 years since that bullet took your life. I'm still feeling like I got stabbed by a knife. Sleeping in the day and staying up all night. If I could just hug you, everything would be alright. And Carol to this day, I never met nobody sweeter. I just hope Mel knows that I really mean it. I'm trying to live my life straight, but I'm steady leaning. I hope you understand. Yeah. 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 I hope you understand. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life. Cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, y'all gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah, we all gotta keep living. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life. Cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep living. Yeah, just keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living.
Sunlight, where there's no weeds.
Sunlight Productions and Publishing, coming through your sound waves, all the way from Newark, New Jersey, to South Island, to Philly, all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia, bringing to you one of their featured groups, Frank and Hatch, Earth Stars recording artists, hitting you hard with their new release song, My Brother's Keeper, a created soundtrack, making promises from their new CD entitled New Testament. Put your ears to your heart and request to hear it again and again. You're listening to My Brother's Keepers on
Hip Hop National Radio.
I wanna know.
Tell me what
What it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me, baby.
Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
On deck now, Dr. Ray T with the ER crew. Got to be ashamed, bringing the old school to the new school.
It's a shame.
Shame.
And the next song is going to be by Culture Shock. Please don't go.
Clear. See, I really do care, even when it's not clear.